Welcome to Border Poll. I'm Tom Tass for the 17th of June, 2022. This is a short broadcast today because my co-host is away on holidays. And our guest on human trafficking is unavailable today, so we're going to do that broadcast next week. In the meantime, we're going to take a look at some of the issues that are currently roiling on the internet. And one in particular, which I'd like to bring to your attention, was the Minister of Finance for Canada, Chrystia Freeland, had made an announcement yesterday about the implications of the federal government's work to help Canadians deal with the worsening economic situation.
Yay.
Follow up on basically immediately what you ended with on the topic of being nimble. You said in the speech, not ruling out future support, and I'm guessing responding to incoming economic data and all that. What is on the table? Like what potential future supports are being considered right now?
I think, you know, I meant what I said about the need to be agile, the need to really be aware of the fact that this is a fast changing economic environment. And so let me just, I'm just going to repeat what I said, which is we're going to watch the data. We're going to spend some time talking to Canadians, seeing what is happening in their lives. We're going to keep a close watch on the programs I've already described, which are being dispersed right now, and be mindful of the impact they are having. And, you know, definitely keep the door open to further action as the global economic environment evolves and as the Canadian economy evolves. And you know, crucially, what we're going to be watching is the accomplishment of this soft landing. I think we all know that that's going to be challenging, but really Canada has a better shot than anybody else. And I really can't emphasize too much how many global factors there are.
So, the soft landing, they'll be looking at that and listening to Canadians. I think a lot of Canadians will give them much to think about very soon as the economy sputters, as jobs are hard to find, as people have to choose between filling their gas tanks, putting food on the table, or paying their rent or mortgages. Anyway, on that sad note, this is the end of a quick broadcast today. We'll be seeing you next week. And by the way, if anyone can tell us what a word salad is beyond what we just saw, please let us know. Have a good weekend.